Haruko's den was a cul-de-sac at the far side of the deep pit. Going in single file along the narrow ledge which circled the abyss, the friends helped skipper along, whichever way they could. Gasping and panting, they took shelter behind a palisade of stubby stalagmites which fronted the den. Taking his knife, Samolas cut strips from his tunic, passing them to Gollum, Dwink, and Umfrey.
Gather stones and pebbles. There's lots of them about. This cloth should do to make slings. Skip, stay here and rest yourself. We can't leave Bosian and Luko to face those villains alone. Come on!
Skipper attempted to rise, but his leg flopped uselessly under him. He thrashed his rudder in frustration.
That dart they struck me in the footpole with has deadened my blinking leg.
Hauling himself upright on a stalagmite, he pointed.
Oh, mates, here they come. Give me a sling, will you?
Bosie and Aluko reached the narrow rim with the vermin hard on their paws. The owl directed his companion.
Take the left ledge. I'll go right. Watch out for any darts that shoot at you. They're dangerous.
The hare was a short way along the ledge, pushing his back hard against the rocky wall as he tried not to think of the bottomless void yawning in front of him. A painted one ventured out onto the ledge. Loading a dart into a hollow blowpipe, he leered wickedly at Bosie.
You got to get you now, rabbits. Did it never misses?
A chunk of limestone struck him on the neck. He gave a choking gurgle and plunged headlong into the pit. Samuelus's voice called out cheerily.
I never miss either, scum! Step up! Who's next?
This was followed by a salvo of slingstones as the defenders called encouragement to Bosie and Aluko.
You can go easy now, sirs. Us'll give him billy-o till he be safe.
The vermin gathered on the rim's edge with their chieftain egging them on.
Shoot! Shoot! Stop him! Yik, yik, yik!
Skipper grabbed up a lantern and shook it.
Give me space, mateys. This has still got oil in it.
Holding himself upright on the stalagmite fence, he swung the lantern back and forth with his powerful rudder. The still air whooshed as he held the lit lantern. Up it went, streaking across the dark pit like a comet. The vermin were too tightly packed on the far rim to avoid it. The missile came down with a crash amongst them, its rock crystal prisms shattering, spraying blazing vegetable oil over the heads of the foe beasts. The screams were deafening. Three fell blazing into the black abyss. A second lantern followed, thrown by Formal Gullub's mighty digging claws. Dwink was about to hail a third lantern, but it was stopped by Umfrey.
Don't throw that in! It's the only light we got left!
Bosie and Aluko scrambled into the safety of the cul-de-sac. The hare put up his sword.
My thanks to you, friends. I reckon that's given the blackguard something to think about.
The far rim was in chaos. More vermin were falling into the pit as the mob scrambled to get away from the flames. The chieftain was screeching unmercifully, lying flat on his back as he tried to extinguish his smouldering bottom and tail. A green and black painted female, garbed in vines and withered vegetation, took charge. She charged about with a long blowpipe, issuing orders.
Back, back, oi! Take Chiggid with you!
Aluko pointed at Talon.
That's Chiggid, their leader. He took me captive and pulled my pinions to stop me ever flying. What a pity the flames never slew him, the evil little rat!
Dwink watched the enemy retreat from the rim.
Is that what painted ones are? Rats?
The owl nodded.
Aye, small, wild tree rats. They don't like any beast to know what they really are, so they paint themselves all green and black and wear many kinds of vines and plants to disguise themselves. But there's lots of them. They're cruel and vicious.